Menards is your electrical headquarters. We carry all the tools and testers you need for any electrical job. Stack up your toolbox with Southwire electrical products today. Right now, save big money on Southwire electrical tools, testers, cable ties, wire, and cable. Shop our huge selection in-store at Menards. Ranked number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Save big money at
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 338 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Vince. Thank you, Vince.
Thanks, Vince.
We get to start a new chapter.
I'm so excited.
Do you have your bell today?
Yeah, it's behind me. Okay. I was like, where did it go?
Alana was playing with it while we were reading the other day. So we are going to be discussing part one of chapter 13 of Harry Potter.
So quiet. Sorry.
And the Deathly Hallows, the Muggle-born Registration Commission.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew, brother.
Make sure you've read that chapter and you're ready to register your way through the details.
No one? Valid.
No one?
You. I mean, yeah, but I don't like it.
It's gross. I don't like it. Hello.
Hi.
It is time.
What time is it?
Could I interest you in a recap?
That's so funny when James said that.
Can I interest you in a ham sandwich?
So Carrie looked it up because I was like, I don't know if that's like from something in the back of my mind that I've forgotten about, like pop culture kind of thing.
At least I'm safe inside my brain.
So for everybody who has no idea what we're talking about, the other day it just came out of my mouth and I was like, could I interest you in a ham sandwich? And sometimes Alana and I talk in accents just to play and have fun. And we both were like doubled over laughing and we tried to look it up and we can't figure out, we don't think it's from anything. So if you know if that's from anything from, I assume 90s or 80s pop culture, let us know. But I just thought it would be funny. And then we got James saying it, but he doesn't say sandwich. He says sandwich.
It's so cute.
Sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Tiffany started it and the other two echoed her. It was adorable.
It's just great. They're my little minions, you know? Mm-hmm. We have fun. So, yeah, recap us, please.
All right. So we left off with the trio now disguised as ministry workers, and they flush themselves in.
It's bloody disgusting. Flush with us.
Who were they expecting to turn up? Harry Potter? Stupid, isn't it?
Stupid, isn't it?
Wait. There's a ba-dum-tsh.
Oh. Love that you know what they are without the paper being
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we have a label.
It's just like blue.
Perfect. There's a brand new gross statue in the atrium. Magic is might. And Ron Reg gets a talking to from Yaxley.
Ron Reg.
And he's, what am I going to do? Wife's all alone downstairs.
Ron. You don't have a wife. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Oh, yeah.
No, not when you're doing a movie.
Mm-mm, it works.
Whatever.
Kayla would call that fake Jinx.
Yeah, I know she would. You're right.
That is fake Jinx.
That's a Jinx.
Yeah, Jinx.
Harry and Hermione are separated from Ron just in time for Umbridge to step onto the same elevator as them.
I love this.
Oh, yay.
A bow and a toad. Who could ask for more? I know I couldn't.
A toad and a bow?
I forgot my book in the car.
You need it?
The next one I do. Do I?
I didn't see notes.
What do you mean you didn't see notes?
I didn't see notes in the doc.
They're in there.
They're in there now.
Oh.
Yeah. Check yourself.
But there is a section that says, read from book.
It is an all cap, so I did yell it. Yeah. Are you still here?
Marty.
Anyways, we did it, you guys. We're in the ministry. And we found Umbridge.
Woo!
Now what?
Oh, wait, that's the last thing. Nope.
Yay.
Oh, I was like, I don't know what button that is.
We really got to label that.
In between the next episodes.
All right. So the name of the game pretty much is get the Horcrux and don't get caught. So it's time to make up all these lines and the points actually do matter this time.
It's not like True American.
Who?
True American. True American
from New Girl.
I was thinking of whose line is it anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's a good show.
Because the points do matter, because otherwise you're probably dead or soulless. Wah, wah, do you have that one? Can she do it?
Oh, very good. Thank you. The nod?
The MBRC, Muggleborn Registration Commission, apparently didn't have anybody today for their note-taking, bookkeeping, and paper passing. So Hermione goes with the flow. And she's like, sure, Travers totally sent me here for you.
Yeah, why else would I be here?
Yeah, because I don't have anything else going on at my job, but not to my title or pay.
It hurts.
I know.
Don't take it personal.
All right, so who's Travers, right? Did you forget?
Is yeah, it, I did.
The person who wrote Mary Poppins?
I don't
P.L. Travers.
Oh.
That's literally the author's name. Mm-hmm.
Nerd alert. actually. Oh, you can't actually today. Actually, you only have your glasses. You can't actually today.
You're right, I can't.
You're going to have to fake actually.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So Travers is a British dark wizard and a Death Eater. Who'd have thought? He was a helper in the murder of Marlene McKinnon and her family. And that was back in the 80s because Lily's like, I heard about the McKinnons and
that's right.
Cried all night. So he's in Azkaban for this crime, but obviously not anymore because Lord V's like, come on, it's all friends together. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. And so he returns in 95, fights in some battles, including the Battle of the Seven Potters, the Lovegood ambush on their house, and the Battle of Hogwarts. A good bloke, you know?
Sure.
I hate it. We know that he's supposed to be in Azkaban because after the Flight of the Seven Potters, they're talking about Stan and how he's supposed to be in Azkaban. And Kingsley's kind of like, not that he's not making fun of Hermione in any kind of way, but he's like, listen, Azkaban basically doesn't exist how you know it anymore. Obviously, people are out and Travers' hood fell off when he was cursed. So he survived whatever curse this was and whether or not there was a fall that went with it during the battle. But
Stan?
No, Travers. Oh,
Travers.
Yeah. And so there's a mass breakout. We love to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's together. I think it's really cute. And now he's working for the ministry because why not?
So is every other Death Eater.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All getting appointed.
So Travers is actually the person that meets them in Diagon Alley as well when they are disguised. Mm. And Hermione is Bellatrix.
And
that's right. Yeah, so he's got a pretty important role.
He's mentioned quite a bit.
Yeah.
Travers really travels.
He sure does.
Yeah, Travelers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that for me. He's always so the person that Harry uses Imperio on. And he sends him off to hide. And I think that's the last we see of him. Who knows if he might have, well, aside from the battle.
Yeah, a big battle.
A brief blip. But I wonder if he was punished in any sort of way for what happened at Gringotts. Because I know that Voldemort murdered a bunch of goblins after that. But I don't know if he did anything to Travers. Especially since he was imperious. It's all so much fun. So,
I'm sure he did.
What's on the agenda?
For today?
Yes, we have 10 people to interrogate.
Yep.
And one is the wife of a ministry worker. Tut, tut.
Reg.
Even within.
Mary Catchamole.
And you know what? I love the way Jim Dale goes. What does he say about her parents' professions? Greengrocers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. So the minister is like, Runcorn Harry, though. What are you doing in this area? And Harry describes him as this. His long black hair and beard were streaked with silver, and a great overhanging forehead shadowed his glinting eyes, putting Harry in mind of a crab looking out from beneath a rock.
That's a forehead.
That is a forehead.
That is a forehead.
Feels very Neanderthal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically describing it like this. That's a shadow.
Yeah.
That's a crab looking out.
That's a crab.
That's a crab.
That is a crab. Oh, man. So Harry, like, makes up a lie about needing to have a word with Arthur Weasley because he probably can't think of anybody else who works here.
What if he was like, I need a word with Alistair? Oops.
Don't have to do that anymore.
That's true.
You have a button for that.
There is.
So the minister.
You want to be the button?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh. No, you're cool. The minister's like, ugh. Has he been caught having contact with an undesirable? And Harry's like, no. Nothing like that. And Thickness is like, it's only a matter of time. And I hate everything about this person. So we know that stuff goes on in Umbridge's office that we find out about Arthur and their family being tracked. And I feel like there's no way that anybody in the order didn't think that they were being tracked.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so I feel like it's just concretely confirmed for us and for Harry.
Yeah.
But it's still like great information for Harry to be able to pass on in the next, we'll go over that in the next episode. So Thickness says, well, it's only a matter of time. If you ask me, the blood traitors are as bad as the mudbloods. Good day, Runcorn. So basically, in his mind, it's like the same level of punishment. Like, if you're with them, then you're against us. And there's no, mm-hmm. You can't separate that. So Harry pulls on his cloak and he takes off and he's careful to stay covered by said cloak while being Runcorn because he's definitely not used to his body. He's a lot taller and just generally like bigger.
Go ahead.
He's got to be like almost a foot taller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
It's crazy.
I think too, he is caught off guard by who his person turned out to be.
Oh, like, somebody higher.
Somebody not good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like having to have the right reactions has to kind of be giving him anxiety.
Yeah.
So it's better to just be in the invisibility cloak.
Yeah. Yeah.
They all kind of were important people.
According to this day. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But even like Reg is like head of, and then we hear about Mafalda in what, two maybe?
Yeah, because she sends the letter in two and five, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But he doesn't get one for three. He just sees the minister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we miss Fudge yet?
No.
I don't really, but you know, the only one I like is Kingsley and then Hermione.
Yeah.
Hermione.
So Harry starts to panic. It's the perfect time to panic. So he's running door to door, and he isn't finding her office. And he starts to think, this is crazy for us to have done. The ministry is complex. It seems very impenetrable at the moment. They were very childish to think that they were going to be able to pull this off. Like, what in the heck are we doing? And he's like, 4 weeks of planning and prep on how to get in the ministry without detection. But none of us thought about what would happen if we were to be separated. And it's true. You have to plan for things to go wrong.
I think that it was just major lack of experience.
And who's to say they wouldn't have planned for a situation and scenario like this if Harry wouldn't have said, let's do it tomorrow. Yeah. Right. You know, who, maybe there would have been time to think about it. I don't know. Who's to say?
Michigan McKenna said, first, find your exit buddy.
Do you have your exit buddy?
And they hold hands.
Rip it, roll it, and punch it.
Quote, now Hermione was stuck in court proceedings, which would undoubtedly last hours. Ron was still struggling to do magic that Harry was sure was beyond him. A woman's liberty possibly depending on the outcome. And he, Harry, was wandering around on the top floor when he knew perfectly well that his quarry had just gone down the lift. He stopped walking, leaned against a wall, and tried to decide what to do. The silence pressed in upon him. There was no bustling or talk or swift footsteps here. The purple carpeted corridors were as hushed as though the Muffliato charm had been cast over the place. Okay. Harry Potter actually does very well when he stops, breathes, and tries to clear his mind.
He does.
And we see this definitely later on when he's at Hogwarts searching for the diadem. He actually literally stops in a quiet corridor, puts his head in his hands, and starts connecting all of his puzzle pieces together to try to figure out where the diadem is.
Maybe or who to talk to. Maybe he could have been in Ravenclaw.
He can do it when he puts his mind to it.
Can you do it with a broken heart?
He can do it with a broken scar.
Lights, camera, Potter, smile.
In stilettos. For
can you see that? I love it. Oh, I got a vision of like that Snape video of that person dancing
as Snape in those big old heels.
I hate it. Oh, man. So he knows that it is most likely that her office is on this level. But he also knows that it is a very silly idea to think that she would keep jewelry in her office. But it would also be crazy to think that he would come to the ministry, get in, be this close, and not check her office for God knows what, right? For
that's valid.
Anything and everything.
Even if it is just information and not the locket.
Which he does obtain.
Yeah.
And in a big way. So Harry continues on and he finds a wide open space that looks almost like a classroom, except there's no graffiti on any of the desks and whatnot. And there's a dozen witches and wizards making pamphlets. Quote, Harry paused to watch them, for the effect was quite mesmerizing. They were all waving and twiddling their wands in unison, and squares of colored paper were flying in every direction like little pink kites. And I love this little subtle nod to Umbridge's classroom in Order of the Phoenix, because this is the classroom that she wanted to have and she never got to have because she sucks.
Yep. That's a nice way to put it.
Thank you. I thought a lot about that line. So Harry is still under the cloak and he sneaks so close that he's able to read what they are making in golden letters. And he sees the disgusting project that now has come to fruition. I hate it. Congratulations.
All right. It says, mudbloods and the dangers they pose to a peaceful, pure blood society.
I am getting Salem witch trial vibes so hard.
Yes. I actually mentioned, I can't remember if I mentioned that in this or in the next chapter, but either way, I do say that somewhere. I think it's
do
the
you
next
really?
Chapter. Yeah.
It's like nice. Backwards.
It's like the reverse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So beneath the title was a picture of a red rose with a simpering face in the middle of its petals, which just means like coy, basically.
What's coy mean?
Like,
people can't hear that face.
It's the emoji with the smirk and the shifty eyes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Shifty eyes. Being strangled by a green weed with fangs and a scowl. No author is listed, but Harry's scars seem to prickle.
Why not, Umbridge? Why not? You want to be bold? Put your name on it, sweetheart. Let the people find you.
Especially since she's like the head of Mudblood registration, whatever, whatever, Muggleborn, yeah, like, whatever.
You know it was her.
I want to see you be brave.
So one of the workers asks if, quote, the old hag would be interrogating Mudbloods all day. And another worker, like, whispers and is like, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Michigan McKenna said it's not very, hey, Barbie of Umbridge to be doing pink this dirty.
It's not.
It's that's so true.
I love that.
Hey, Barbie.
Hey, Barbie.
What, has she got magic ears as well as an eye now? Red flag.
Uh-oh.
And Harry immediately sees it. As soon as he hears that, he looks and he sees Mad-Eye's eye on the door where
three times
a peephole may have been.
Also gross.
Yeah.
Very gross.
So Harry goes over, and again, remember, he's in the invisibility cloak. He goes over and examines it. And beneath it is a plaque that reads, Dolores Umbridge, Senior Undersecretary to the Minister. Now, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really know what undersecretary meant.
Is she the assistant to the assistant?
She's manager? Like, kind of.
Really? Oh, my God.
So, like, it is a common term, like, in the government. Undersecretary.
Boo.
But it's like a person who works for and has a lower rank than a secretary, aka a person in charge. So like, if you're thinking like, this is just what I know to compare it to. I know obviously that this is not in the UK, but like, if I'm thinking of like our government here in America, like the Secretary of Transportation is Pete Buttigieg. So it would be like his assistant. What a name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
The assistant to the assistant manager.
Yeah.
So and like he is the assistant like Pete Buttigieg is like kind of an assistant to the president. You know what I mean? So it kind of is like an assistant of an assistant.
So who's above Umbridge?
The minister.
No, there'd be one person.
Yeah, there'd be an in-betweener.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
Is it Runcorn?
Maybe.
Travers?
Or Yaxley.
Yaxley. Oh,
because be Yaxley's in...
He's hanging around, yeah.
No, he's... Is he...
A POS? Yeah.
You're not wrong.
A piece of something.
Piece of something.
I can't something, think! Something. Is he Order Office?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't know who...
I mean, we do have the internet in front of us right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless... Undersecretary. I don't know.
I was just curious. I didn't mean to cause discourse.
Department of Magical Justice. Director of Department of Magical Justice.
Okay, would be above her.
Well, that's Yaxley.
That's Yaxley.
Oh. I mean, that could be.
Can somebody do this? Harry Potter government roles?
That could. It could be him and then her because I don't know. That would make sense because this is part of the darn. Justice Center. Like Justice Department.
Department of...
So she is also head of the Muggleborn Registration Commission. Ugh. And...
MBRC.
MBRC. So I pulled up the wiki page. It's just so depressing.
Yeah, it's not great.
And also my eyes, holy moly. No, come on, zoom in for me. Thank you.
The text is so large.
Yeah. So the head of the Muggleborn Registration Commission was a position of power within the ministry for a short amount of time. It was created along with the Muggleborn Registration Commission, during the Second Wizarding War, obviously. The only head of the Muggleborn Registration Commission was Dolores Umbridge, and she was also the founder of it. It was never intended to be a permanent committee. However, former members were recognized for being part of the commission.
Yeah, never intended because they were just going to throw all of them in Azkaban.
Literally.
Ugh.
Yeah. So Harry creates a diversion because of the amount of workers in front of him right now. And he wants to get into this office and doesn't want to just like in an invisibility cloak, open the door and slide in. So he had brought with him a decoy detonator And he decides to set it off. He lets it go and it kind of like, I think that they did such a good job with the decoy detonators.
That may
in
be
the movie.
Like my favorite.
They're
like
adorable.
Mischief item.
It's
in
so
the Potterverse.
Cute.
I have one because it's just so cute.
It is adorable.
So he sets one off and it kind of like goes over by the workers and then starts making a commotion and he slides right into the office and immediately gets this feeling of being sent back in time because the office is so reminiscent of her office at Hogwarts. There is lace draperies, there's doilies, dried flowers, cat plates, pink everywhere.
She does such a disservice to cats and pink.
Makes me mad.
I know. It's
why aren't there toads everywhere?
Infuriating.
But then like I feel bad for the toads.
Right.
Bad for toads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, this is a really big mess up of Harry.
No.
I think it is.
Nah.
Oh.
I understand. Okay. He basically
sets off the alarm.
He basically tells the ministry that there is an intruder by taking Mad-Eye's eye out of the door. Now, I understand, obviously, wanting to take it. But I think it was kind of stupid because it really did. It did set the alarms off, like not literally, but literally.
But they do. That is like, I think
that is why. Yeah.
Episode.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So like, it's definitely an emotional decision, but it's what alerts the ministry to intruders. And he pulls the telescope out of the door, removes Mad-Eye's eye from it, leaving a hole. And then he says, Accio, lock it, and nothing happens. And he did kind of expect that. But he just begins searching her desk. There's nothing there. He moves into a filing cabinet that she has. And he said that it reminds him of the filing cabinets that Filch has in his office where there's just like folders with people's names and then like all of the things that they've done.
Match made in heaven.
Right.
Shout out.
Oh my God. Stop it. That fan fiction. I cannot. I can never get it out of my head.
What?
Umbridge and Filch.
What would their ship name be?
I don't want to think about it. Fumbridge?
Or Dorgus? Sorry, continue.
So he notices in the bottom drawer that there is a folder for Arthur Weasley. And I'm just going to read what it says. So it says, Arthur Weasley, blood status pure blood, but with unacceptable pro-Muggle leanings, known member of the Order of the Phoenix, family, wife, pure blood, 7 children, 2 youngest at Hogwarts, NB. What does that stand for?
Not your business.
I genuinely don't know. My leg is falling asleep. I can't.
High five.
Oh, I almost peed.
Don't leave me hanging.
I'm sorry.
Not your business. I don't know.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I keep wanting to think like note something.
NB. I said not your business.
Oh, good.
Youngest son currently at home, seriously ill. Ministry inspectors have confirmed.
Better great.
Security status tracked. All movements are being monitored. Strong likelihood undesirable number one will contact has stayed with Weasley family previously.
Ugh. I just get so many like... It's gross.
It's such an icky feeling.
I already knew.
I know. It's just
yeah, they
like
for sure all know.
It on paper, like Harry holding this in his hands. Like it's one thing to be like, yeah, they probably are. To be like, no, like
pure blood, but yeah, with unacceptable pro-Muggle leanings.
Unacceptable.
It feels very too real. Do you know what I mean? Home,
it's very loud. It's like, you know, it always gets scary when people who believe these things feel like they don't have to filter themselves anymore. That's always like one of the scariest feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, here.
And
Michigan McKenna answered your question better than I did.
The NB.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Google says, note, okay, which means note well or pay particular attention to this. Got
also, it. Also, not your business.
So, yeah. And this, in the movie, there are more, like, we see more than Arthur Weasley. He also pulls out, I think, Mad-Eye, and it says, like...
There's, like, an X.
Yeah. Like, eliminated.
I think Dumbledore's in there, too. Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all the people who have been killed.
Kingsley, Hermione, you see Hermione's.
Hermione?
When you're shopping around for a wireless provider, don't you always think, what's the catch? Well, I heard, for a limited time, all of Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. And I thought, what's the catch? But after I talked to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They don't have retail stores or salespeople, and instead, they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and they're delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
One thing we love doing, taking ideas and making them real. That's what this podcast is, and we couldn't do this without a ton of help from amazing people. So when we started selling online, we found the perfect business partner. Yep, it's Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Shopify grows with your business no matter how far or how big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business.
Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools.
And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers.
What we love about Shopify is how, no matter how much you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take your business to the next level.
Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/swishandflick, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/swishandflick to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/swishandflick.
Hermione. So Harry's like undesirable number one. He has a pretty good idea of who that is.
It's me. I actually have a picture of it upstairs. Marty and I.
Katie and I too.
We totally do. You're right. But in case he had any thoughts of maybe it wasn't him, he puts the folder back and then looks to see a poster of himself on the wall with undesirable number one across his chest. And there's a little pink note stuck to it that Umbridge had written on, and it says, to be punished. That's like straight up creeper behavior.
It really is.
Like, it's one thing you have this wanted poster on your wall, right? But like, to be, oh my God, I just get like horrible feelings.
She legitimately hates him.
I just like, I don't know how to explain my feelings on that.
I know, it's icky. Big time gross.
Why is your little Discord guy rainbow and mine's not?
Because I changed mine to be rainbow.
Wait, what's rainbow?
Her little Discord dude in the upper left.
I want mine to be rainbow.
Yeah, what's the deal?
You change it in your settings.
Well, I don't know how to do one.
Well, that's not my problem.
I need to do it.
It actually is.
Yeah, you didn't share that it was even a thing.
Jeez. Oh, you have to have nitro?
Whatever, you guys. You suck. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry. So everything that's happened so far is just making Harry a little more angry, right?
Yeah.
This is like he's big mad now. He's starting to run out of places to search, so he makes this final sweep because he knows he has to get back to the other two. But I don't blame him for, like, if he didn't do this, it would have been like, well, what if? And his heart skips a beat because he sees Dumbledore staring at him. At first, he thinks it's a mirror. It's just like his gut reaction is that he sees a mirror, probably because he just, like,
flashback.
Yeah. He probably just, like, really wants to see Dumbledore.
But do you think that that's meant to be a little bit of like an Easter egg to be like,
yeah,
don't forget about the mirror.
Yeah. Mm. It's a nod. It's a nod.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's actually just the cover of a book. And in curly,
what's the book?
In curly green writing.
A book I wish I had.
The Life and Lies of Albus Dumbledore by Rita Skeeter, best-selling author of Armando Dippet, Master or Moron?
Interfering Trout. I just find it curious.
I just got
to go down.
What's curious?
I love the fact that he connects two handwritings with two terrible people that have written about it.
Yeah,
like Umbridge's writing obviously is permanently on him, and it's on the wanted poster, and then this curly green writing is, you know, Rita,
and it's green on Dumbledore, so this is Rita trying to paint Dumbledore as a villain. Dumbledore's definitely always associated with purple.
Yeah
and green a lot of times
green is always is associated always,
you know, evil. Yeah. So Harry grabs
I just always think of Maleficent when I see green.
Yeah.
I think totally of that, and then I think of Mermaid Man.
And Barnacle Boy?
Yeah.
Reunite.
So Harry opens the book at random, because of course he has to grab this book and look
you
at
didn't
it.
Ding green.
Oh, man.
Ding, ding, ding.
So sorry.
Yeah.
We should put that on a button.
Be prepared. It's a button right here all the time.
True.
Oh. Yeah, don't AI.
Why are you trying to take my job away? The roadcaster can't have it.
No, you will not ding.
Ogden can't have it.
Oh, yeah, we named him Ogden.
Ogden Fire Whiskey. Wait, yeah. Fire Whiskey?
No. Yeah, Ogden's Fire Whiskey.
What's Ogden's last name?
Bob.
I don't remember.
Name. Bob Ogden.
Is it? It's the ministry worker that goes to see the Gaunts.
Thank you. I'm getting all confused.
Bob.
Maybe it's Bayou Bill.
William.
So this is from the book.
Billy! Billy Bayou!
Harry opened the book at random and saw a full-page photograph of two teenage boys, both laughing immoderately. I looked that up just so I would fully understand what that word meant, and it's in a way that is more than is usual or reasonable or is too much. So they're just like...
doubled over.
Having a great old time.
Us on a Disney vacation?
Yes. Us on Disney vacation immediately, 24/7. Immoderate. With their arms around each other's shoulders. Dumbledore, now with elbow-length hair, had grown a tiny, wispy beard that recalled the one on Crumb's chin that had so annoyed Ron. The boy who roared in silent amusement beside Dumbledore had a gleeful, wild look about him. His golden hair fell in curls to his shoulders. Harry wondered whether it was a young Doge.
Nope.
It's not.
It ain't.
He's about to check the caption, though, to see. But the door opens, so we don't get to find out that that's young Grindy yet.
Grindelwald.
Grindy. And it's Thickness coming in. I don't like his name.
Thick
I don't
knees. Like his name.
Thick knees?
Yeah.
No. I hate that too.
Is he the bee's knees?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, he's not.
Thankfully he's looking over his shoulder, so Harry has time somehow to throw on his invisibility cloak. He almost gets caught because he's like shoving the book back on the shelf. And Thickness stops, but then he just attributes it to like the book cover moving, like Dumbledore scratching his nose. Mm-hmm. And I like to think that that was like somewhere Dumbledore was able to like try and throw that in there just to help Harry.
Did you see that theory?
I like that.
Do you see that
sure
about the chocolate frogs?
The chocolate frog cards Kayla are basically like his spies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's like how he seemingly knows everything, because his portrait's in the chocolate frog cards, because he's always like, I don't care what you fire me from. You can take my order of Merlin, but don't take me off them chocolate frog cards. All knowing.
Awesome.
I will perish if that's real.
That would be really cool.
Headcanon accepted.
Yeah, honestly, that is the new headcanon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, then he goes to...
Huh? She's playing footsie with me.
I didn't mean to.
You totally did. I watched you watch your foot.
But I wasn't trying to hit your foot. I wasn't.
You hit this one. It's up high.
It's through a blanket.
Don't you give out free stuff.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So then he just goes to write a note about Umbridge. Apparently just thinks everything's fine. So Harry slowly backs out of the office. The little decoy detonator is still causing a tiny distraction.
Hoot, hoot.
Mm-hmm. I like that they sound like geese.
Or gooses.
Or gooses.
Different animals.
Mm-hmm. They are. And the pamphlet makers are all looking at the remains of it. And a young witch says, I bet it's... sneaked up here. Snuck, ma'am.
It sneaked up here.
Sneaked up here.
I offer you a ham sandwich.
Only if you sneaked it to me.
I cannot.
I bet it sneaked up here from experimental charms. They're so careless. Remember that poisonous duck?
What?
The clown of the duck.
Let's talk about it. I don't think the poisonous duck was a sneak.
You real? Think it was on purpose?
Oh, yeah, absolutely I do.
Try and get Umbridge?
Yes, why would it not be?
That's why so true. It was just anything that they could think of to send up there.
I think that is a little, hi, Arthur, in your rubber ducks, maybe from the author, but definitely that poisonous duck was meant for her.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thank you.
I'm like picturing a Grimer or a Muck.
With a yeah, duck. But it's a duck.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of... the duck that they make in Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And they paint the blood on the bill.
Yeah.
Except it needs to be purple. Because that's just what, you know, Pokemon. So Harry hurries back to the elevators and he's thinking through his options now. So he's like, what were we even thinking that the locket would be at the ministry? Like, that's absurd. Why would we think that?
It's nutty.
So the priority now is leave before we're exposed. Try again another day. So he's like, okay, I have to find Ron first, and then we can figure out together a way to get Hermione out of the courtrooms. Yes, ma'am.
They should have went to her house.
Umbridge's house?
Yeah. How much how would, they would have, that have been?
How would they have ever figured out where she lives?
It's got to be on some sort of
ministry
document.
I mean, if you break into the ministry and go to HR...
That's true.
Something.
It's true.
Or you go to wherever, like, official outpost.
See, that should have been a backup plan.
They should have went there first. Even if they broke in while she's at work, I know this all works out very nicely, but like theoretically, it would have been at her house.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just lovely fate and writing that has her wearing it.
She's just that evil.
Yeah. She's like, I gotta wear this every day.
What if she forgot it that day?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
It would have been smarter to go to her house first.
Really early.
Or just like wait for her to leave and then like do what they did to the people in the alleyway.
Yeah.
She probably flews right from her.
Yeah, she totally flews.
She does flew. You're right. But regardless, she still does it from her home.
What does her... Okay, Kimra Ross said...
What?
I can't even imagine what her house would look like.
Me either. I feel like it's very... It's the red carpet, but pink.
Oh.
And it's everywhere. You ever see a carpeted wall? Pink bathroom tiles. Remember those?
My parents still have them.
Nice!
Yeah.
Pink and black.
Don't make it that cute though, KDT.
No, that's actually cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it.
Hi,
it's
Ronnie.
Like it's like You know when you go into the room of somebody's like grandma's house and it's like the good room and you don't touch anything in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's that, but everywhere.
She have like wrapped furniture?
Yes, plastic. Yes. I'm sorry, I yelled at you.
Yes. Has plastic furniture.
Plastic wrapped furniture because you can't get cat hair on it.
I bet she doesn't even like kids.
And all of her rooms have vacuum lines in them.
What does that mean?
You know, when you get the perfect vacuum line right after.
Oh, yes. It is not lived in.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
No humanity.
She washes the dish after she eats on it.
Yeah, that's...
Immediately.
That's...
And dries it and puts it away.
Actually crazy.
Just saying. If you do that, we're sorry we called you crazy. Okay.
We're just three fools that have ADHD and can't fathom that, okay?
I can't do that.
I literally sent Meg like three voice memos today because it took me so long to get water today because I was really thirsty. And I was like, oh, I should really drink water. I know I should get up and drink water. I finally convinced myself to get up.
The size of me.
Yeah, it is. Convinced myself to get up, get the water. I set it down. Got distracted, went back and sat down to work again, forgot my water. So then I had to convince myself to get up again. And then I got distracted by 100 different things.
It's hard to do stuff. Like, period. That's a sentence and a statement all in one.
It is.
It is hard to do stuff.
What is this?
It's from Aerie.
I like these sleeves.
One in
the sleeves. It's like terry cloth.
I don't mind that.
I dig it.
You look cozy.
Match the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Katie.
I enjoy Aerie crew necks.
It says love.
And Aerie sweatpants. Oh my God.
Live, laugh, love.
Yep.
Harry is living. I don't think he's laughing or loving right now. Nah. He's panicking.
At the disco?
I would be panicking too.
At the ministry.
Mm-hmm. Panic.
Panic. At the ministry.
So he's running to the lifts, right?
Yes.
So he gets in. Nobody's there. So he can pull off the invisibility cloak without being like, gotcha. And he's super relieved when they get to a stop.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
The next stop, Ron comes into the elevator. Poor thing is soaking wet. And he just goes, morning. And Harry's like, Ron, it's me. He's like, oh, blimey, I forgot what you looked like.
Again,
that
this
pose
part
is a very large problem.
Done really well in the movie.
Yeah, but also like...
I think the ministry part is done well.
They do great.
Someone in the chat, I can't remember who it was. I'm sorry for whoever it was. But they said, this is the last chapter we get before camping starts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
I don't mind camping.
Bree, it was Bree. Thank you.
Hope you packed your s'mores kit.
They didn't.
You know what? I only usually eat the marshmallows.
What? S'mores I usually is like eat the greatest of desserts.
Do you know what?
I usually
what?
Eat one s'more and then I just do marshmallows.
Two I s'mores. Have a problem with messy hands and face.
I mean, I don't like it either, but you know what you're getting into.
I understand.
Into.
Me yeah, too.
But I don't like that.
But you're diving right into it. Just have a wet paper towel.
I think it's because I don't like Hershey's.
Well, then you should make like a s'mores with like Mally's. Reese cups.
Yeah, I've heard the Reese cup.
Too
or
rich.
A Mally's bar.
Do a Mally's bar.
Let's do Mally's.
Or
that sounds amazing.
Get one of those little lint balls and it'll melt.
Oh,
I thought you meant like literal lint. Lindor.
Lindt.
A Lindor truffle.
Lindor yeah. truffle.
Can you imagine the satisfaction of smushing that?
Right?
That would be amazing.
So I'm saying.
The vibes.
You could even like try to insert it into the marshmallow.
Can we do a fire at your house or no?
Yeah, we got a pit.
Nice. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's just have a s'mores experiment.
Yeah, I like that. We'll bring
get
different
a bunch of
stuff.
Different chocolates. I smell a vlog.
I like Woo! It. I like it.
Sorry if we made you hungry.
I'm starving.
Katie will never ever finish her section.
Never.
Nope, never. So then Ron's like, why isn't Hermione with you? And I bet he's panicking at that point. Harry can't even really explain it because Mr. Weasley walks in with an elderly witch named Wakanda. Wakanda forever.
But is she from, what's I can't say it. What's the school?
Ilvermorny?
No.
Oh.
Because that's an African name, isn't it? Did you look up this person? I'll smack the tar out of you. To.
What is the name of that school?
I keep wanting to say Wagadu, and that's, I think that's Japan.
No, I think that's it.
Oh, is it?
Is it Wagadu?
I think it is, actually.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, Bree said that too.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
If I search Wakanda, Harry Potter, what's going to happen?
It's going to tell you who it is.
Okay, yeah. An elderly witch who worked for the British Ministry of Magic.
Oh, I got by Marvel.
The name Wakanda means inner magical power.
But now they're saying Native Americans in the Google. I'm confused now.
Why?
She just works for the British Ministry.
I'm mad that Marvel,
there wasn't more of a
Marvel
connection.
Did that to me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever.
Yeah, Wakanda forever.
So he's talking to Wakanda, and then he breaks off his sentence when he sees Harry / Runcorn. Quote, it was very strange to have Mr. Weasley glare at him with that much dislike.
Yeah.
And that's why he had the invisibility cloak on, I think. I think he was unhappy with who he turned into.
Yeah. Yeah. Too bad.
Yeah. So Mr. Weasley says hello to Reg and then is like, isn't your wife in for questioning today? What happened to you? Why are you so wet? We'll find out next time on the Swish.
Oh, if only he knew that that's his son.
Right?
My boy!
Think of how Ron... Stop, no. Tiffany!
Too Tiffany. Soon!
All right, good!
No one jokes anymore!
Just kidding.
Ask me questions. There were a lot of really good ones rolling through that I saw.
All right, let me pull them. Because I am behind and I didn't do it yet. I'm sorry. Oh, wow. There's a lot. Okay.
Ooh, this is what you look at every time?
Yeah.
I hate that.
I hate that. Gil asks what our favorite part of the new Swish Lair is. The couch.
Literally everything. I can't pick.
I just love it.
I can't pick. This is my favorite spot.
Yeah, the couch.
Probably the couch and the boinkies.
And like how my mic is just here and I don't have to.
Yeah.
It was a mechanism before, guys.
Had a thing happening.
Katie K, what would have been your reaction if you decided to go look for Umbridge and then she just immediately walked in?
Poop myself.
I mean,
maybe.
It probably would have thrown me off just because like you don't expect that to happen right away, you know?
Like, wow.
You're like, oh, well, I guess I didn't have to try too hard.
I forgot
that
a pin.
Was convenient.
Right. This is funny. Michigan McKenna. What Crocs charms would Voldy have on his Crocs?
A lightning bolt for Harry.
a snake. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Dang it. That was a really good one. She got you. Meg! God. A B for Bellatrix.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, Katie forgot to do her job again. And she's asking me to discreetly reach for a joke book.
Look how many tabs there are. I can select anything I want, but please give me the book with the pencil in it because I need to mark it off. Yeah, Gryffindor guffaws. Thanks for calling me out.
You should just leave it over there. Yeah, leave it on the stand behind you.
You're right.
It's your dad calling.
What else would there be?
I don't know.
A little Death Eater mask. Thank you.
A wand.
Give me my wand, Tom.
Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, guys. I need to trim these down. I need to pick.
Gryffindor got a bingo.
What is it with these evil laughs?
Suck it. What's up?
Destifer, how do you think Umbridge got Mad Eye's eye? Did she get it from some of the Death Eaters that may have taken it from his body or some other way?
I think it's really could have been like a locket type situation. I see you have that.
And I want it.
I want it. I'm higher up than you. It's mine.
Where? But like...
I don't know. The whole thing is so gross.
Or it was given to her to spy.
I think that's probably.
She's like, I think these people are up to no good. There was a poisonous duck sent up here.
Yeah.
To get me. I need something. Also, you ever been so mad you want to rage seal an eyeball? That was Harry.
It was Harry.
I don't know if I've been that mad.
I feel like you have. You could do it.
I could do it.
Give me another one. Are there any like our OG lightning bolt ones? Those are my favorite. We have to just answer really quick.
Yeah, Mia asked one. How thick are thick knees? Thick knees.
Thick with two C's.
One, two, or three C's.
Oh, I said two C's, but
I'm gonna go three.
Three.
Hey.
I'm gonna do one more. Oh, no, I'm going to do two more. Okay, Sam. Okay, but do you think Ron likes the aesthetic of storms?
No, he hates them now.
Now we don't. Yeah.
And then Kendra asks, speaking of camping, what would be the magical version of s'mores? That was fun.
Chocolate frog.
It's kind of barbaric.
Ginger newts. Give me something else.
Well, it's like candy floss. No.
No melt ice cream.
Can you imagine?
That could be good.
We could make that.
We could.
We could make that.
We sure could.
How?
Because we can go to Universal, gather the
those chocolate frogs are like 10 inches thick.
Hang on. We'll cut it up.
Dusty first said canary creams.
That's a good one, too. And then we'll take it to a Disney resort where they do s'mores nights.
They do.
And we shall roast a magical...
Are we going back to see Bayou Bill?
Yeah! Jinx, you owe me a Coke?
Girl.
This is terrible.
Okay, Discord discourse. Slap quack. Voldemort does it with a broken soul.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Very good.
Bree said...
I'm so obsessed with him, but...
Make a reel.
It's Harry.
Oh my god. Okay.
I cry a lot, but I am so
do the tape on the nose like that one guy.
Oh my god.
Pull your hair back. Take that wand. Please. And you be Harry.
Do it.
Please do it.
Let's do it.
Tiffany, I'm so excited. Bree said NB means beeswax, not yours incorporated.
It's true.
Gil, it's so interesting. They don't even say Harry Potter. They say undesirable number one, almost as if they're dehumanizing him.
And almost like he who must not be named.
Yeah. Switching it.
Yeah. Ooh, I like.
And then in response to above from Gil, Mia said, would have been clever if they'd also put a taboo on Harry's name as well.
That is
true. Michigan McKenna says...
Wait, did they?
No.
No, they did Voldemort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bayou Bill, though his government name is Wetland William.
Who said that?
Michigan McKenna.
That was genius.
What?
Oh, that was good.
What's Chuck E. Cheese? Charles E. Stilton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Charles E. Stilton.
Oh, my God.
Wetland William.
All right, give me the fan story.
Yes, please.
Oh. Okay, this is a before times. This is from Allie from February of 2020.
Well, it was right before.
Yeah. My name is Allie, and I am a happy Hufflepuff.
Good Heck for yeah. You.
My wand is spruce wood with a dragon heartstring core, 11.5 inches, and quite bendy flexibility. My Patronus is a chow dog, although I long for it to be a cat. Right, Megan and Katie?
But chow dogs are pretty cute. I've heard they can be mean. Is that true?
It's good for a Patronus.
True. Spicy. Mm.
To be honest, I don't have an interesting Potter story. I, like my others, wasn't too interested in the series when I was younger. I read the books and watched the movies, but it wasn't until a year or so ago that my obsession took off. I decided to do a reread of the books, and it was only the second time that I had read them since they were first released. I was instantly captivated by the story that was so much more in depth and complex than I ever remembered as a child. That's definitely one of my favorite things about the series. Reading them as an adult had been such an amazing experience and has been made that much better by your podcast. I'm learning so much more. I love all the real world and relatable connections Potter can make for myself and so many people. I now listen to the audible books to fall asleep each night, which is ironic because my family used to listen to them nonstop in the car and I hated it. I'll read the physical books in my spare time and listen to you wonderful humans on my long commute. Plus, I keep the movies on in the background anytime I come across them all on TV. All that, Potter. I just want to take a second to tell you, and I know you hear it a lot, but you can never hear it enough in my opinion, how special you are to me and so many people, which is a little weird to say about a group of people you've never met. Your podcast has provided immense comfort to me over the past couple of years. It was an accident that I found your podcast, but I'm so thankful that I did. I appreciate each of your individual personalities and senses of humor. I love your support and compassion for all people. Your genuine kindness is all over this podcast. Thank you for being you and providing so many people with their weekly dose of laughter and Potter. You're all wonderful. P.S. It's one of my favorite things to finish your quotes from Christmas movies, Friends, or Taylor lyrics. So thank you one more time. Keep doing what you're doing and don't let the Muggles get you down. Allie.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Allie.
So nice.
So sweet. Oh. Allie, thank you. I hope you're still listening and continuing to laugh with us.
Yes.
And all of our unhinged, I don't know if I want to say glory.
Go ahead and tell us a joke.
Thank you, Allie, for your story.
Thank you, Allie.
Okay. Let's see. I got to find one because I guess I wasn't prepared. Sorry, guys.
She didn't do her job.
I didn't. No. Sorry. Yeah. What's a good spell to use when the Wi-Fi is out? Connecto Patronum. It's a Gryffindor book. I don't know what to tell you.
Stop it.
You tell me.
I cannot explain. I can't explain.
What incantation do Hogwarts professors wish was real? Respecto Patronum.
It's true.
If after those jokes you want to follow us on social media.
No, don't base it off that.
Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family. Tiffany is on Instagram. Sometimes on TikTok at @tiffswish_flick. We got a bingo, Gryffindor. Woo-hoo! Shout out to Sam. She got bingo.
Thank you, Sam.
I feel like the House Cup standings are the same. Ravenclaw, God. First. Gryffindor, second. Hufflepuff, third.
How do we keep getting all of these?
And I'm not talking about fourth.
Anyways,
what's this episode for?
Wetland William.
Wetland William.
There's a lot happening in this one, but I think that one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the Muggles get you down.
Amazing. Just my voice.
Megan forgot her glasses and she can't see.
I didn't realize that I forgot them until we already left, which I know sounds ridiculous, but like my eyes aren't so bad that I can't like see until I like need to see. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Jinx, give me a Coke.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.